It is 421. It's taking a while to recover from the Great Recession, but there are hints now that improvement in the housing market, new houses, may mean new jobs. So what's the correlation? U.S. News and World Report's business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtzleben writes about it and joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So does housing growth lead to job growth?
In past recessions, it has. I mean, it's a correlation that is generally recognized amongst many economists that housing often leads the recovery after recessions. Now, that has not been the case after this recession, of course, as we all know. Up until recently, housing prices had been really sort of in the doldrums, and states are still working through their large backlogs of foreclosures, and that will be happening for a while. But the National Association of Home Builders has put numbers on this. They did this in 2008, and they still hold today. Their estimate is that building one new single-family home yields just over three jobs versus building a single rental unit. That there's roughly 1.16 jobs for each rental unit. So if people are buying homes rather than renting them, then that's also a good driver of job growth.
And there is an equation, right, that 1 million homes equals a certain amount of jobs. How many?
Right, exactly. So if one new single-family home would yield roughly three jobs, then if you built a million homes, then you're right, there could be roughly 3 million jobs created, I mean, by that ratio. And as we saw this week, housing prices are starting to inch back up again, I mean, very slowly but surely, and likewise, like I said, states are working on moving through their foreclosures, and foreclosures are down from where they were about a year ago. They're still high, but they're down.
Now, where will we likely first see this job growth, in what industry?
Construction, of course, is a big one, which makes sense. You need construction workers to build a house. But then, of course, there are ripple effects. You need people to make the manufacture the equipment that construction workers use to build those houses. You need people in finance and real estate to sell the house. You need people in insurance. You need people in all sorts of sectors. You need people in retail to sell the goods to make the house. So there are all sorts of places where job growth can happen just from building one house.
Now, from the housing market, we're expecting job growth to branch out, or hoping for that.
Right, absolutely. And what is interesting is that recently, as we all know, we've seen job slowdowns up until July, of course. We just saw a pickup last month. And what it's starting to look like is that maybe finally those jobs are starting to perhaps come from housing. It's tough to say right now, but there is hope that that's happening, because if that is, then it might look more like a quote-unquote normal recovery as opposed to the very strange jobless recovery that we've seen thus far.
And then hopefully we can see it branch out to other industries outside of housing later on. Thanks so much, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Danielle Kurtzleben, U.S. News and World Report's business and economics reporter, 425.